Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Tuesday, gold prices slipped 1% on a firmer dollar as stocks fell amid the end of the quarter and month volatility. Gold last traded down $10 at $927.30. Silver fell 29 cents to $13.55. Gold and economic freedom are inseparable. In the absence of a gold standard, there's no way to protect your savings from confiscation through inflation, said Alan Greenspan way back in 1966. And here to help you sort out the numbers, David Fisher.
This is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. As I talk with many investors recently, there seems to be a disconnect happening. People are not buying what the leaders are saying about the economy and this, quote, rebound. Wilbur Ross, chairman and CEO of W.L. Ross, said yesterday on CNBC, quote, the U.S. economy isn't likely to recover until well into 2010. The consumer still has not been rehabilitated. And that's the big problem, halting return to growth, given that the consumer used to be almost 70% of the U.S. economy, end quote. He also says this, the housing market certainly hasn't stopped going down and is doubtful that the government stimulus package will boost growth anytime soon, end quote. Speaking of a stimulus, President Obama is calling for another stimulus package, which will cause more inflation. Christopher Wyke, Schroeder's commodity product manager, says, quote, in the next 12 months, a gold price of $2,000 an ounce is quite likely. If you saw the dollar resume its fall and maybe toward the end of this year, you started seeing people worried about the inflationary consequences of U.S. government policies, then gold could move up very sharply, end quote. Since there's so much misunderstanding about gold, we put together a report helping you, describing why 75 experts see $2,200 price for gold ahead. Call me today at 888-867-8978, extension 1510, for this free report called Gold's Futures Bright. Let's do some comparisons of year-to-date investments. Dow is up 8.3%, NASDAQ up 10.8%, S&P and the NYSE are flat. Gold bullion up 6.8%, and certain coins are up as much as 28.3% already this year. Today, we are closing out the month of June. Historically, the last 8-year bull market in gold, June and early July have been the most opportune time to buy gold. How bright is your financial future? Learn what the experts are saying. Call me today for your free report called Gold's Futures Bright at 888-867-8978, extension 1510. That's 888-867-8978. 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Don't take my words for it. See what the experts are saying. Until tomorrow, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily.